here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show in the Bear Crop Science tent. I am with the Queen Bee of the Bear Bee Care Center that just opened just this year. We were there in North Carolina. Could you introduce yourself for me?
I'm Becky Langer. I'm head of the Bear Bee Care Program based in Raleigh, North Carolina, where the Bee Care Center is.
Well, we opened it, what, just 6 months ago?
Yeah, April 15th, to be exact. And since then, we've had over 1,400 visitors come through the doors.
What was so exciting when we were there, and it must be great to see people when they come through, especially kids. What kind of reaction are you getting from especially young people when they come in?
They're fascinated. Like everyone, the honeybees captivated them. But for the youth, they're so willing to learn, so surprised at how close up they can get with the bees. We have an observation porch where they can get very close up, the closest they've ever been to a bee. Our beekeepers can show them the queen, the honey on the frames. And so it's an experience that few of them have ever had before.
Well, of course, bee health has been a big issue. And, you know, we get this somewhat of a misconception, really, that we're seeing declining populations. And just recently, we had two studies come out, one in Canada and the Netherlands.
I think you're referring to the overwintering losses that came out. There was one called Colosse, which focused more on the European countries. It indicated numbers for the overwintering losses were at an all-time low, or the lowest they've been seen in many years. And then a similar study came out in Canada that also indicated numbers for overwintering losses were reduced. And that complemented the results from USA that came out a few months ago also. So in general, the number of losses seen through the winter was much less this year. We'd like to attribute that to people becoming more aware of the varroa mite and possible better management practices of that mite taking place.
Well, also, we saw this year the Obama administration introduce new initiatives for bee health. Tell us a little bit about that and how that works into Bayer Crop Science's whole strategy in bee health.
Yes, the presidential memorandum came out setting the USDA and EPA to create task force, which would review the processes within the next 180 days. So this is great news. Anytime we can get everyone interested and educated on the honeybee and working together, it's a multi-component problem that we're facing, or that the honeybees are facing. And so when we can all work together, that's how we're going to achieve some sustainable solutions. And so there's a lot of focus on the varroa mite from the USDA side, on food and forage from the EPA side is very important, and then education on the proper use of the chemicals or management practices of the hives even.
Well, when you have visitors to your center, one of the things that you tell them is how they can help, how they can have their own little gardens for bees, right?
Absolutely. We hand out even pollinator patches. These are packs of flower seeds, wildflowers they can plant at home, and everybody doing their own little part really does make a difference.
All right, Becky, anything else you'd like to add?
Those young visitors you were talking about that get fascinated, I happened to be out to dinner at a fine dining restaurant one night, and there was a five-year-old that had been to the center the week before. I heard him talking about this observable beehive, and I said, are you talking about the Bear Bee Care Center? They said, yes, that's all he's talked about for the last week. And so word is even getting out. Once they come and visit us, they're entertaining their parents and families out to dinner on the weekend.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much here at the Farm Progress Show in the Bear Crop Science tent. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.